I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 68 degrees. KSL's top story.
Mandatory mask requirement.
Utah County decided to do away with its mask mandate today, but KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says people who live or work there still have to wear one.
That's because the county's been designated a high transmission area by the state of Utah. Because of that, state health guidelines require masks at any outdoor or indoor gatherings where social distancing isn't possible. Concerts, the grocery store, even at weddings. The county feels their mandate's unnecessary right now since state rules basically cover everything. Coronavirus cases in Utah County have either plateaued or are going down since masks became required, but hospitals are seeing more and more patients.
At least one city is keeping its mask mandate in place for now. That's Provo. The Salt Lake County Mayor's Office is proposing its budget for the next year, and COVID is having a big impact. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
Things are still really quiet around the Taylorsville Recreation Center. Sports leagues had to be put on hold, and customers who use the gym say it's kept up nice, but it's kind of dead in there.
There's only like three or four people there when I work out.
Rec centers and theaters were among the services cut the most when the pandemic hit, and County Chief Financial Officer Darren Casper says many of the cuts they had to make in March through June will have to continue. He says a lot of federal funding is being cut.
This emergency is going to continue, yet the CARES funds expire on December 30th of this year.
And they have an expensive COVID-19 vaccination rollout they have to prepare for. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Well, even though they're running against each other for governor, Republican Spencer Cox and Democrat Chris Peterson released an ad this morning that calls for unity and to tone down the heated rhetoric leading up to Election Day.
My name's Spencer Cox.
And I'm Chris Peterson.
And we approve this message.
Yes, they're running against each other. That's the end of their 60-second message. If you want to see it, you can check it out right now on the KSL News Radio Facebook page or on our Twitter account. KSL News Time, 6:32. The second and final presidential debate is set for Thursday night. It'll happen in Nashville, and the president is talking about what he expects.
President Trump continues to falsely claim that the topics for this Thursday's debate have been changed, telling Fox News.
This was supposed to be a foreign policy debate, and now all of a sudden we're talking about things that are not foreign policy.
But there were no changes to the list of topics. The two campaigns and the debate commission agreed months ago that the debate moderator, in this case NBC's Kristen Welker, would choose the topics. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
This afternoon, New York's governor called President Trump a super spreader. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Governor Andrew Cuomo says he holds President Trump responsible for every death in New York State from COVID.
He lied. And in combination with his lies, he was incompetent.
To date, New York State has registered nearly 33,000 coronavirus cases. In breaking news on KSL News Radio, the New York Times has obtained tax records that show President Trump has bank accounts in three foreign nations, including China. The Times reporting that the foreign accounts don't show up on the president's public financial disclosures, where he must list personal assets because they are held under corporate names. The Chinese account is controlled by Trump International Hotels, which tax records show paid nearly $189,000 in taxes to China from 2013 to 2015. After a mild case of coronavirus in June, Leslie Tanyan didn't think that she could contract COVID again, but she was wrong. The 46-year-old from Oklahoma City says the second one hit her in August and she barely survived.
I thought I was immune. I did not think I would get it again, and I did.
Tanyan spent 3.5 weeks on the COVID floor of the hospital before being moved to a long-term care facility for a month. She still has lung damage. And the Department of Homeland Security is announcing new efforts to combat human trafficking. Here's Acting ICE Director Tony Pham.
Individuals and organizations seeking to exploit the most vulnerable among us are profiting off the forced labor and prostitution of their victims through physical, mental, and sexual abuse.
The department will support federal criminal investigations and victim assistance. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:34. This election day, Utah County voters will decide if they want to change their form of government. The current county commissioners are divided over this. Your Voice, Your Vote 2020, KSL's Lindsay Ertz reports from the elections desk.
If passed, Proposition 9 would change the form of government from a 3-member county commission that it is now to have a mayor and 5 county council members. Commissioner Nathan Ivey says he ran on the issue.
I believe that elected officials should have less power over our lives than they currently do. And by having more elected officials, we're diminishing the amount of power each individual has.
Commissioner Tanner Ainge has been a vocal supporter of it, while Bill Lee has voiced strong opposition, saying it'll raise taxes. Ivy says he's been quiet on the issue on purpose.
We had to raise our taxes, and obviously that wasn't popular. And I don't want to give credibility to Bill's argument, right? Because that's what he's trying to do, is tie those things together when they weren't connected at all.
From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:35. Ricky Meese is here with a look at traffic. Are things okay now?
Well, overall, they're not bad, unless you're headed northbound on I-15. If you're on I-15 in Weber, Davis, or Utah counties, you're in good shape. But right now, northbound I-15 in Midvale, a crash with injuries. It's blocking 2 left lanes of traffic just after 7200 South, and that's causing delays almost back to 90th. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Okay, coming up, last-minute Christmas shoppers. Heck, last-month Christmas shoppers. You'd better stay right here. I have some news. My Minute is on the way. Next.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.